Court at Mall of America. Kutcher and Rich, presented by Plymouth Rock Assurance on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We are Kutcher and Rich. And we are here, thanks to the good people on Radio Row in the Mall of America, thanks to Plymouth Rock Assurance. And this hour of the Kutcher and Rich Show is brought to you by Planet Fitness.
I need a little flavor in my life. Do we have any anybody who knows how to freestyle by any chance? Is there any kind of cipher that you could throw our way? By maybe one expatriate? Is there any kind of flow that you could possibly pump into our headphones over here at the Mall of America? If you can dig any of that up, I would not mind hearing a certain Jermaine Wiggins give us a little bit of that talent that he brags so much about being the ability to rhyme to a beat. I'm a huge fan of Jermaine Wiggins when he attempts to do such things. Yesterday it was a huge send-off rally that they had over at Patriot Place. And every year, you've got Brady threw down the mic last night or yesterday afternoon, and everyone was like, whoa, you know, at bulletin board material, he's throwing down the mic. And then you had, of course, Robert Kraft go up and say a few things, but not before you had our own Scott Zolak and Jermaine Wiggins go up on stage. Now, let's go ahead and start with clip number one here. This is Scott Zolak, Jermaine Wiggins, in front of the huge crowd, which showed up yesterday, yes, over Gillette.
It was a big crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You could send a message that, hey, I work at the flagship station of the Patriots.
Do you have the ability to stop and start this, Dan?
I'll just say stop.
You do not. Okay. All right. Well, then let's go ahead and play track number one, then.
That's it for us. So what we're going to do real quick here, we're going to bring one of the guys that got this thing started all the way back in 2001. Wiggy! My boy Jermaine Wiggins from East Boston, bringing it, Wiggy. Here he is.
We got this thing on.
And
yeah, we got it.
From high.
We back. 96.9. Zolak, we family again.
That's okay. They can listen to you in the mornings and then switch over to us in the midday.
We're all one
family now.
What?
Back. We tried to do it. We said it last year. I remember standing on this stage last year. In front of the greatest fans.
All right, stop it. You can play it over.
As our program director just shakes
my
his head.
God.
Because he gets... and throws his headset onto the ground.
What the hell?
Zolak. What the effing hell, Scott Zolak?
What happens is he gets so excited, and he just is so thrilled that people are paying attention to him that... we're family now. No, we're not.
No.
Because the same parent company owns us? Yeah. Now nothing matters. As long as you do well. Like, what's it matter to us? Oh, you know what? Your ratings are in the tank, Fred. But, you know, Jermaine Wiggins is doing really well. So, I mean, all in all, it's a push. But he gets so excited in those things. And again, he showed up to Media Day yesterday, and he's like... in his suit with the pocket square, and he's just walking around like he owns the place, and he just gets such a high from being in front of that crowd. I have no idea why. And Sosie's there just getting tossed around. I mean, he can only get a word out at a time.
I would right now tell people to listen to anything but Zolak and Bertrand, but I don't know what's on during the day.
Yeah, neither do I.
At any other station.
There's a quiet storm.
I'm a slave to our station.
There's a quiet storm.
Just listen to the quiet storm.
Listen to podcasts. So,
what are you doing, Zolak?
Because I don't even blame him.
I do. What are you talking about?
Well, I blame him, but you have to understand his mind is.
Oh, I know his mind
is going a million miles an hour.
Well, he's got a little Paul Stanley in him.
Yeah,
it's like, oh yeah, you like Wiggins? I heard you guys like to party. Wiggins right here. Oh, he's the way he listens. Wiggy doesn't even listen to his own show.
No, he listens to our show.
He listens to our show.
And that's not a lie.
And I'm not kidding you. They've had to talk to him. They've had to sit him down because he has his headset in while they are on the air. And I know that because, A, I've talked to the people over there, and, B, if I mention his name, which I'm sure this is going to happen in the next 3 minutes, I get a tweet from @JermaineWiggins that ends with #WigsOut and some weird gif that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and by the way...
just because it was on his phone.
I found out about this from a listener that said, I can't believe Zolak did that. A listener that was at the event that was like, I can't believe Zolak did that. But again, he just loves it so much. He'll say anything. He'll be like, you know, he'll be like, I'm Deep Throat.
Okay.
He'll like tell you anything that you need to know.
You like the devil? Hey, hail Satan.
I was at that meeting in Trump Tower.
That's right. It's like anything.
All right.
Whatever will get a rise out of the crowd.
All right, play it again.
96.9 Zolak, we family again.
That's okay. They can listen to you in the mornings and then switch over to us in the midday. That's it. We're all one family now.
Back to back. We tried to do it. We said it last year. I remember standing on this stage last year in front of the greatest fans in all of sports history. My New England Patriots family. And I said it, and I meant it. They hate us because they want to be us.
Stop. So you said it last year and couldn't put it together that you got it wrong? Like, you had a whole year to think about it and then came back again and said it wrong?
The crowd was helping you. They were assisting you on what to say.
See, they hate us because they ain't us, as much as I don't care for that. Rhymes.
Right. Rolls off the tongue.
So you would think that. He's like, last year I screwed this up, so here I go again. I can't make heads and tails.
They hate us because they are incapable of replicating the success which we have brought upon ourselves.
They wag their finger at us out of jealousy.
All on a shirt.
Yeah. All right. So continue from where you were.
They hate us because they want to be us. They hate us because they hate us. And they hate us because they jealous of us. They love it.
Tune into that in the morning. That's what you want to hear.
Nonsense in the morning.
Cause they jealous of us.
I wish I played football for the Patriots. I got one game under my belt, and I can ride this to everything.
You can do anything you want.
17 years later, I can ride this. I can ride that success.
Because they jealous of us.
Catching a few passes in the snow, and you're a god.
Yeah, catching a few passes in the snow.
Yeah.
And then you got chicken parms for life.
That's right. All right, so I guess that Wiggy gets very excited once again, and tries to start a chant. Let's play the next clip.
We going for number six, Zoe?
Number six.
Number six.
That's right. What do you want to do? You want to get some chants started?
Huh?
Got a chant.
You want to get some chants going?
Let's go.
We can do it. We want six.
We want six. We want six. We want six.
We want six. We want six.
Pretty good, Wiggy.
I'll tell you what. Hey. Because I know Zolak is at every game, and I'm going to say this, that I know there is, I play for a lot of organizations, but there is no better organization than the New England Patriots organization in all of sports.
That's four organizations in one sentence.
The greatest coach, the greatest owner, and the greatest quarterback athlete in all of sports, Tom Brady.
As opposed to the athlete academics, the quarterback athletes.
Quarterback. I like the quarterback non-athletes.
No, I like the quarterback accounts receivables. All right, do we have one more?
We do.
All right, here we go.
All right, let's take it away, Wiggy.
I was a fan back in 86. I never forget. My mother went out and bought me a t-shirt that said Squish the Fish. And then a sweatshirt the next week later, it said Bury the Bears. Now, I will say this. We were up 3-0 in that game. I'm on Twitter Live right now, so go follow at Jay Wiggs. Every fan's always promoting himself. I'm always promoting. Woo! Hey.
Hi. That's going to do it for DJ Cool, the original hype man right here.
That's right.
As he clears his
throat. We ain't done.
We got to go get on that plane with the five rings on the tail.
Because they jealous of us.
That's right. Yes, they are.
Four of the last seven tweets that Wiggy tweeted out are all to me.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. You put a little hood flavor on it. Pootie Tang special, hashtag wigs out, pay me, sucker. I don't know what that means and why he tweeted that to me.
That's very coherent.
I was a pretty good receiver in my day, hashtag wigs out. Don't know why he sent that to me. And then I retweeted a picture that said, they're jealous of us.
Because they jealous of us.
I want that shirt. And he put, that's a great shirt. Hashtag wigs out. Oh, and then he just, this is
how
weird.
Many followers does he have promoting his Twitter?
30. Okay, that's the best. You're standing at an event looking at Jermaine Wiggins, and he goes, hey, watch me on Twitter. Yep. No, I'm literally watching you right
said
now.
He said, I'm on Twitter Live, so, hey, everyone get on my Twitter page.
You see, then I'm actually seeing you. Yeah. It's even better than the real thing. And then he just keeps tweeting me, your bill is adding up. I want my money. Hashtag wigs out.
Hashtag do your show, dude.
Because they jealous of us.
That's right. Yeah,
you rule.
Nice job.
Well, listen, I'm glad Scott is such a fan of our show. Rich was with Cal Vianoy yesterday over at the Media Day. We will have that for you. But first, here's the CBS Sports Minute with Boomer Esiason, brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner.
Live from Minneapolis on Radio Row. Toucher and Rich. Presented by Plymouth Rock Assurance. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Prepare and play well.
Toss sweep right for James White. Driving forward.
Super Bowl environment is all about hype and ridiculous bull that will go on.
Diving to the goal line.
It's a great week. It's about competition. The two best teams on the biggest stage. The team that wins is the one that works the hardest.
They have completed the greatest comeback.
This is unequivocally the sweetest.
Just kept plugging away, just kept fighting, just kept trying to make plays.
First pass, 104, Edelman runs to the 20, slanting right at the 15. He dives to the 13-yard line with a first down for the Patriots. But he rolls over.
Oh, boy.
And then he favors his right leg. Throws down the right side. He's got Hunt behind the defense. Chased by Butler and into the end zone with a touchdown. His second of the night for Kansas City.
Are you kidding me?
Just cheer up. Put a smile on your face. Do a car wash. You know, get to hang out with Gilmore. You know, go to the mall with him. Do some autographs or something.
Tom off the snap. Drops back. He pumps. He throws it left. He's looking for Kutch in the end zone. It's caught. It's a touchdown. Patriots.
Houston is dead. The defense is dead. They are gassed. The same way they wore Atlanta's defense down in Houston.
Well, nobody wants to see this. Carson Wentz is going off to get looked at in the locker room. The Steelers.
Oh, they got a clock. Half.
No timeouts remaining.
Third and goal.
Third and goal to go from the six. Roethlisberger under center. Drops back. He pumps. He throws to the middle. It's back incomplete. Intercepted by Harmon.
He's got it.
Deflection to Harmon. And the interception of the end zone. The Patriots are going to win in Pittsburgh.
It's become clear that tensions between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are threatening to fracture the Patriots dynasty.
Touchdown, Patriots! Gronkowski had Byron on his back. Caught in the back of the end zone by Danny!
It's a catch!
Amendola!
Man, Danny, playoff Amendola.
He is going deep and alone, and into the touchdown is Jeffries!
They're the reigning champs, and they're going to come out and play like it. You know, we got to come out here and match their intensity.
We know what it's going to take to get the work done the week of. We know what the expectations are. We're going to be ready.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. We are out at Media Day. Not Media Day. We're out here at Mall of America, Radio Row. As the guests will start pouring in, what do you say, a couple days?
Yeah, I mean, you get a few. We'll probably get one before the end of the show. Tomorrow we'll probably get two. And then Thursday is pretty full. And then Friday, it's unbelievable. Like, Friday is when your J.J. Watts, your Cam Newtons, your Drew Breeses, that's when they all show up. And you get a couple on Thursday, too.
I still don't know how you're going to go negotiate all of these high-profile athletes through a bunch of NFL fans in a mall. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
guns.
Sure.
Well, there's plenty of cops.
We have the camera. You saw the camouflage patrol last night, Fred.
Well, I mean, I think some of those people are here anyway because it was MOA security.
Not the ones with the Uzis.
No, but the ones with the dogs. Right.
They were Mall of America security.
Sure, sure. All I know is that, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, Patriots players and Eagles players, hotels are attached to this mall, and they're coming here to get stuff to eat.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, James White was in line for Shake Shack the other day, and as one of our engineers said, Rob Gronkowski came down here with Devin McCourty to the food court, and I guess was he mobbed? Like, people obviously know who he is. A decent group of people, I guess, going over there and, like, you know, trying to get their pictures. So just imagine how it's going to be in a couple days. They're walking around the mall. They're like, all of these players, there's nothing outside. There's nothing within, like, 5 or 6 blocks that they can just walk to. And also, it's freezing, so you wouldn't want to.
Right.
So if you want something to eat, this is where you're going to go. It's going to be very strange if you're coming to visit. Come to the Mall of America. I guarantee you this week you're going to see several players of the Patriots walking around.
All right. And yesterday was media day. A chance to talk to some of the Patriots. And, Rich, you had a chance to talk to Kyle Van Noy.
I did. There were all the people at the podium. Kyle Van Noy, I got to speak with him for a few minutes. And here's my back and forth with him.
Hey, Kyle Van Noy, what's up, man?
How we doing?
Good. I'm Rich from the Sports Hub. Nice to meet you. How you doing? Good to see you.
How's everything going?
Good. First of all, congratulations that you guys are here. But the real question that I need an answer for is, because I'm obsessed with this, have you ever seen Matt Slater swear?
Matt Slater?
Yeah.
I'm going to snitch on him. Yes, I have.
Are you kidding? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you what he said, but yes, I have.
Can you tell me what it rhymes with?
No, I'm not going to tell you my secret. I hold that dear to me because I don't think a lot of people have.
What pissed him off enough to swear?
I can't tell you. Just a player and a play.
Really?
Yes.
But was it, so he was messed up at somebody blew some sort of coverage?
No. It was another player on another team.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so he called him a dirty. Now, okay.
I don't know.
On a scale from 1 to 10, like 1 being like poopy head and 10 being like the C word, like what? Where does it fall scale?
I'm not gonna get in there. I just know that he did it, and he knows I know, and we'll keep it there.
So was he embarrassed? Did he, like, apologize?
No. Because it was meant. I would have done the same thing.
Okay. When he swears, is it still in that Matt Slater voice? You know, it sounds like he's doing a science experiment.
No, he gets this. When he steps between those lines, it's a different Slater. You know, just like it's a different me. I'm over here chilling in the corner. And feel like on the field I play differently. You know, that's where I get that's my sanctuary. That's where I get to be whoever I want to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Does his voice drop?
It probably gets a little deeper. Gets a little more attitude in there.
Nice. Excellent. I'm on the hunt to find somebody because I've heard he gets mad.
Yeah.
And I heard he loses his mind, but no one is yet to give, like, snitch.
You know, there's one person that would, but he's not here.
Who?
I'd say Jules would know.
All right.
Yeah.
But Jules too busy running around with his shirt off where the cameras are.
Right,
so.
You're right.
Why does he always take his shirt off?
Why do you think?
Well, I know he's jacked, but you're all jacked. You're athletes.
He thinks he's special, man. He thinks he's Mr. Hollywood.
I mean, no. Does he get jealous when people get too close to Tom? Because he wants to be Tom's guy?
I mean, probably. He probably gets jealous. I see him as, like, a jealous boyfriend type.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I see him with his eye on Amendola just going, don't you try to move into my territory.
Yeah. Like, with all the all-playoff Danny Amendola. Oh,
that's got to burn him.
Oh, you know he's at home pissed about it. But, nah, we love Jules. Jules is a great player, and we do miss him.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, I'm sure he misses it, too. But then again, you know, it's fun picturing him at home every time someone asks Tom about how great Amendola was, just throwing something like at the television and smashing it against the wall.
Yeah.
Could have been me.
Yes.
Well.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Well, Kyle, congratulations, man, and good luck. Good luck on Sunday. All right. And if you ever feel like snitching, call into the station. I got to hear the dirty word. All right.
All right.
Thanks, man.
By the way, Edelman, if it was me, would be furious with what's going on.
Oh, sure.
Take away,
sure,
like, whatever with Brady.
Yeah.
But if, like, you're sort of, your understudy is become the story of, like, they did the top 10 plays for each team, you know, in no specific thing. It wasn't top 10 Eagles plays, top 10 Patriots plays. It was just the top 10 plays for both teams. And Amendola was, like, on 4 of them.
Yeah.
You know, because if it was me, I would be, like, if I was out because like Zolak tripped me so I'd go down to Wells so everyone would listen to Wiggins Show, and you guys went on and had like your best ratings, I would be furious at that. So yeah, the idea that Amendola has become, you know, because he was always not Edelman.
Oh,
you know?
sure.
Now he's running the same routes, catching the same passes, making the same catches,
and having the same kind
and
of
having
success.
The exact same and, kind of success. And,
you know,
and, rendering your ability like mute. As long as Amendola stays healthy, he can be you perfectly.
Right, and you know, Edelman in the Super Bowl had that crazy catch, but now you have the AFC Championship
right.
catch by
sure.
Amendola,
yeah,
which
right.
is unbelievable.
I would be completely. Pissed off if I was him.
Although he's absolutely right. I mean, when it comes to Edelman taking off his shirt, it was within 3 minutes of that Danny and Jules go to Mexico thing where he took his shirt off. And Amendola was even like, why are you taking your shirt off? And then with that last episode 2 of the Tom versus Time thing, very, very first thing.
He didn't
thing,
even take his shirt off. The shirt was already
shirt was
off.
Already off.
When
so,
he started throwing passes.
So, by the way, Kyle Van Noy's not the only player to make fun of him for that. So there is, in episode 3, apparently it revolves all around the bro trips that Tom Brady
okay.
likes to do.
So
will his shirt be off in that one?
Okay, this is when it gets fascinating. Because the first couple, you see a guy who's very driven. And, you know, you get to see what his house looks like and, it, like, what car he drives.
Yeah.
When he goes on bro trip, because not a lot of cool walking around there.
Yeah, that's going to be, that will be interesting.
Yeah, that is going to be the thing. And I can just picture Slater swearing. I'm sure it was really, golly, I'll tell you what, the man upstairs has really done it again.
See, that's the one thing that I had heard, is that one of the other players who said that he had, it might have been McCourty, who had heard Slater get angry before, actually went up and apologized later on to the person that he snapped.
No, he told us that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right, that's right. He told us again. We had Slater on. We were asking him about that. He said that he apologized afterwards.
All right, this is might be a little sitcom-y, but I'm going to tell you this story anyway, and I'm not going to tell it completely. There's a Family Guy where they... Alan Funt, right?
The guy,
Candy Camera.
Candy Camera, yeah.
Alan Funt. And they did a thing called, I like the comedy of Alan Funt, and a nicely shaven leg, okay? And I asked my wife, I'm like, do you get it? And she's like, I don't get it. And all of a sudden, my daughter says it rhymes with, and then says the word.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
Okay.
And your daughter is how old?
7.
How does she know that word?
I swear on a stack of Bibles, I never
Lord.
Taught her that word, but it was hysterical. Like, she said it, and I don't think she knows what it means, and I don't know really what was going on with it. I swear to God I've never said it, or she's heard
Jesus.
Nothing with that word in it. But it was one of those magical moments. Or it just came out of blue with perfect timing.
Whoa. Because has it been like a PG-13er? I think if that word's in a movie, it almost gets up, like ratcheted to R.
No, that doesn't flop around in a lot of
that's
films.
That's an automatic. I was about to say. Like,
yeah,
that is.
No.
That's
not debating that.
List.
That's
no.
an R. Yeah.
I don't want to get too Everybody Loves Raymond on you, but
yes, because that's one of the topics they had.
That was one of the great.
Oh man,
that happened last week.
Good for you, Fred.
All right, thank you. Well, listen, you know,
that's one. If your kid got like, sent to the office and they said that, like, how do you explain that away?
Yeah, no. There's no.
No, as long as it's nothing racial, then. But I don't think she knows what it means. But it was something else. All right, here are the headlines.
Listen on the new 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Toucher and Rich are live on Radio Row. Presented by Plymouth Rock Assurance. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Where I just did a live shot with their Fox affiliate, and they told me that the jacket that I had is not good.
Oh,
and what? That I'm going to freeze. Negative 25 degrees, as I did forget a coat when I was coming here. But if you are coming into town for the game, know the Sports Hub is throwing their Super Saturday rally for Pats fans. That is Saturday from 1 to 5:30 Central Time. It is going to include Hardy and Big Jim Murray. They're going to broadcast live with appearances by Felger, Maz, Zolak, and Bertrand, and other special guests. Now, this is at the Buffalo Wild Wings, correct? Buffalo Wild Wings at 2001 University Avenue Southeast. And great food, plenty of prizes, and they're going to be showing the Bruins game while you're there. These parties hit capacity fast, so get there early. All right, well, yesterday all three of us went to Media Day, and it was in St. Paul. For some reason, the Stars, not the Stars, I'm thinking
the
about
Wild.
500 years ago, the Wild and the Timberwolves play in different arenas.
Yeah.
So the taxpayers probably had to fund both of those. So congratulations. So we're the Wild play in St. Paul. So Rich was like, I'm going to stick around and get some audio. So, I mean, that was good because I just didn't know what to do. I was just like, I got to get out of here.
Why the hour break between the two teams? It used to be back-to-back. They'd get one
they used
team
to do a lot
there,
of things, John, that means that streamline stuff that they've decided
yeah, they just want to extend this thing
with.
Out like an hour and a half.
Well, that's always been that way. The hour break between the two teams has always been that
sure,
way.
Sure, but it wasn't in the middle of the night.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it was 10 o'clock Eastern time when the Eagles came out on stage.
Right. So that was going on. So John and I... because we were going to get a car service that is popular, and we went to this bar and got something to eat, and then I contacted said car service, and I realized that while we're driving that
you get in the car.
I get in the car. It's according to John, it's the same kind of car that I had ordered, and as we were driving, I realized that this is not a man who drives for this particular car service. Meanwhile, John's like resting his eyes and everything.
Yeah.
I realized that there is no sort of smartphone tracking where we're going.
Hey, okay, start over. Okay, so you're standing there, and I can see you're looking down at your phone, and it says like what kind of car is supposed to be there.
Yes.
This kind of car pulls up.
Yeah.
Why does this guy open the door and let you in if this
know.
Isn't the guy?
And he didn't say our name. Either. He didn't say her name.
Yeah, but I mean, what I'm trying to get at is that it's not a cab, right?
No, it's not. It was not a cab.
And he doesn't work for this service. Why the hell did he let you guys get in his car?
Probably just seemed like a good idea at the time.
So the text.
So has he stopped at a light and you just walk into his car?
No. He had to make a right turn at a light and then he stopped.
He saw
right in front
he
of
saw us.
Us
waiting at the curb
and then he stopped.
He's a weirdo pickup guy.
Yeah,
yes.
Like
yes.
He's a guy who's like just driving
right,
around town.
No. But listen to this.
Welcome to the club, my friend.
So
listen
to the
weirdo pickup guy, the army.
So
I'm
to this.
One of their members.
So listen to this.
How long till you regretted that, sucker?
So, well, listen to this. So I start
2 minutes.
I noticed that there's...
Let it breathe, man. Let it breathe.
I'm telling the story right.
Okay.
And so I'm in the car, and I realize he doesn't have the machine that you need to track. So he keeps going, reorder, because I'm like, are you with this car company? And I finally said, are you with this car
yes.
company?
Yes.
And he's like... Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're jumping ahead.
I'm not jumping ahead.
You
I'm
get
in the car.
And you say,
I'm in the car.
And you say,
and he goes, where are you going? Which I've
okay.
already put in the phone
but,
where we're going.
But he doesn't. Okay.
But he has no idea where we're going. I'm really not jumping ahead.
Right.
I'm telling you the story as it happened.
Okay.
I mean, this is what happened.
Okay.
So I said, okay, fine. Fair enough. I get in the car and the guy says, where are you going? And I go, I put it in the phone. And he goes, oh, I didn't get that. And so, okay. So we're driving, and I go, well, I'm not getting that you picked this up. And he goes, oh, put it in again. So I did.
So he's pretending
yes.
to
yeah.
work for
yeah.
this company.
Yes.
Okay,
so
that's when you're like,
so I text
put your
John,
hand on the door handle.
I text John, and I go, and by the way, and it keeps canceling. I keep getting charged for canceling trips because he goes, keep like hitting the button.
Yeah, the real car's sitting there looking for you guys. Like,
right.
where are these jackets?
And also, this guy can... There's a way you can request this guy, and he's not doing it. Then I look over, and it's a rental car. Then I look over, and it's got a thing for, like...
So there's no trace of whose license that
no,
actually is.
I swear
is
to God, and I go
no,
to
no.
John, I go, and this is a rental car.
He texted me that, now... This
so you're
is,
sitting next to each other, just
right,
so you can't talk.
Right,
to
exactly.
You're texting
no,
them.
This is how horror movies start. I get the text Mitch just said, this is not a member of this car service.
Yes, I can
and
show you.
This is a rental car. And I'm like... All right, we're in the car. We're doing about 50. I mean, what? It's not like you can open the door and jump out. So, I mean, what do you do?
Well, what do we do now?
Yes.
Goes,
I'm like, what do we do? I mean, what?
Goes, get the text.
John goes, what do we do now?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. It's because it's got, you know, a rental car has got the plastic thing that has, like, the information. There's no car keys on it. Or not car keys. There's no, like, keys to his house.
Yeah.
There's no, like, Walgreens thing that you give them.
Right.
It's a rental car. And so, eventually, we get, and there's no meter on it, there's nothing. And so eventually we
Did you ask him? Did you say, like, why is this a rental car?
I didn't
ask him any questions, or at that point just too freaked out?
No, I didn't say why it was a rental car, but I kept saying, why isn't this showing up?
Yeah.
Like, and then I realized it's just never going to show up. Like, that I've been
He's
duped.
Not registered.
And then we get, so we immediately get to the hotel, and then I'm like, what do I owe you? And he takes out, like, a real calculator.
The negotiations were fantastic.
Like, he goes, like, he grabs, like, a Texas Instruments calculator.
He just puts in random numbers.
He just starts putting in random numbers.
Voila, $35.
Like, yeah, he's like, yeah, we went 12. I go, how do you know how far we went? There's no device telling us that this happened. But John's got his eyes closed. He's having the time of his life.
I didn't know until midway. As soon as you texted me, this is not a member of this car service, my eyes were wide open.
I don't
open.
Blame you, John. Like, I mean, if Fred's the one who called the car, like, he's got the license plate
okay,
number.
Okay, so yeah. look at how many trip cancels that I had.
No, yeah. I mean, I understand that part of it.
Yeah.
But you obviously did not check the license plate before you guys got in. You have to, okay, so.
But who checks the license plate?
Every time I check the license plate. Every single time I check the license
now,
plate.
Now, every time you do it, you will check the license plate.
I don't know. You got us where we were going.
It's true. We emerged unscathed.
Right.
We made it.
And there's no missing organs.
The only time, because I was
Was there a brief moment where you're in the car and you're thinking that this guy could possibly have, like, nefarious motives?
The one thing that happened is, like, I was getting pissed off because he kept telling me to contact this car service. And it kept charging me $5. So I'm like, I said something like, why do you keep having me do this? You know it's not, like, the car service just doesn't go, oh, yeah, okay, you're in a car. It says that you're waiting somewhere that's right around there. So that pissed me off. And then when I saw it was a rental car, I got kind of skeezed out.
Yeah.
And then, I never panic. Kept it cool.
Mm-hmm.
Kept it cool.
That's what happened that one time I was over at Faneuil Hall, and we'd been had a little to drink, and I went to where the cab stand was, and I was waiting, and I saw a car pull up. I thought it was part of the cab stand. I got in, and I realized within 2 minutes that this is just random dude.
That happened to me at LaGuardia, like one of the first times I went to New York by myself, and that was experience.
All right, have you ever been picked up by random dude before?
And has anything ever happened?
Yeah. Because these all seem to be the beginning of a horror story, and we just seem to get out alive.
All right, so 617-779-0985. Am I alone on an island that doesn't check the... doesn't check the license plate and doesn't check any of the stuff?
I always check the license.
Because, by the way, I was never charged through the service for the ride.
Of course not. You didn't work for him.
No, so none of what I'm saying is wrong or a misunderstanding. This all occurred. I just don't know why I had to give the service $10.
Why'd you pay the guy?
I don't want him to knife me. I mean, what am I going to do? He took me where
I was
going.
That's when he opens a glove compartment and the story changes, man. You don't want to do that.
It's the go-away fee.
Yeah, I'd rather just get out of here. Right.
Here's your $35.
All right, if you've ever been picked up by the weirdo guy, and possibly nefarious things have happened, I would like to hear about that.
617-779-0985.
From the food court at Mall of America, Toucher and Rich, presented by Plymouth Rock Assurance on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Walk and I got into a car that was not from the service that we ordered one, and I have just shown Rich and Wallach proof of that, considering that the one that was supposed to pick us up, I was charged a $5 cancel fee. So the question is, have you ever been in a similar situation? Jeff, go ahead, sir.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up?
So you reminded me when you mentioned Faneuil Hall. This actually happened to me back in like 2004, 2005. And I was shutting down a bar, some disgusting hole in the wall with some buddies, and come outside and it's absolutely pouring rain. And they ran over to the cab stand, but I got distracted by the sweet smell of that street meat sausage vendor, and I had to grab one. Next thing I know, I've got my sausage in hand, and my buddies are gone, and it's absolutely pouring. And this, you know, sedan rolls up, guy rolls down the passenger side window, asks if I need a ride, and, you know, like I said, I was at some nasty bar, was certainly overserved, and just decided to hop in. He was well-dressed, but my decision-making was pretty poor at that point. Didn't have a lot of other options, though. So we get driving along. I mean, now, in all fairness, I knew this guy was not a cab driver. He was not a famous or, the similar service that you guys used. It wasn't one of those situations. This was just that creepy dude, and I made a bad decision to hop in, and it only got worse because as we're driving along, he seemed nice enough, but I kind of kept my guard up. I had, my fist clenched the whole way, and he asked me as we were driving if I like adult magazines, to put it that way. And now, mind you, I'm sitting shotgun.
So, God.
He says, I like adult magazines. And I'm like, yeah, of course, why not? Of course. And he's like, well, check above the visor there. So I open the visor, and down falls like four or five male adult porn magazines.
Oh, well, so wow. He was trying to set a tone.
All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was a little bait and switch, and we're driving.
It's like the episode of Different Strokes.
Exactly.
At the bike shop.
anyway,
did you?
I knew I needed to get out of there. The challenge was I knew about where my buddy was staying on Com Ave, but I didn't know the actual address. And thankfully, I never gave it to the guy.
Yeah, but that's when you say you have him drop you off like four blocks from your place, so he doesn't know where you live.
Exactly. I mean, I didn't even give him a warning. I just jumped out at the next stoplight and never saw the guy again. Thankfully.
But, yeah, I think that. That's hard to get your Hackney license when you when you got that going. I'm sorry. I just dropped one I wanted to take. I'm not used to this. By the way, I was getting my hair cut, and this old guy cuts my hair.
Uh-huh.
And he's this old, he's in his 80s. And he goes to me, do you know, he's like, this guy came in named John Bobbitt. And he goes, you know the other John Wayne Bobbitt? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, he, his wife, cut it off. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, there is a movie. It's a dirty movie. It's about, and this one girl, she's with him. She's a nurse, and she's with him. And the other girl is standing there. And you're like, I want to jump through the screen and have sex with her.
Why he's cutting your hair?
This just happened last week.
Oh, jeez.
He's the same guy that says, if you want your lawn to grow, light it on fire.
Can we get him on the show?
All he listens to is the Brazilian station out of Framingham.
Okay, right. Yeah. It sounds like someone I might want to speak with.
It was the first time he mentioned anything like that. He's like, but the woman, she's a good-looking woman, and you just want to crawl in the screen and say, hey, I'll help you. Keith, go ahead, sir.
Hi, I'm actually a virgin call. This is Keith, the silver bullet for the Patriots. So about 2.5 years ago, I was in Dallas for the game with a couple of friends, and we're at the stadium waiting for an Uber, and it says it's going to be like an hour. So all of a sudden, a minivan pulls up and says, oh, you guys need a ride? And we're like, yeah. We're like, we're waiting on Uber. He's like, oh, I can take it. Where you guys going? So we told him, the hotel we're going to, and he's like, sure, no problem, $40. So we all jump into the van. Next thing you know, we're looking at where we're going. Like, wait, why are we going south when our hotel's clearly north? He's like, I'm going to take you guys to a strip club first. He's like, and then I'll take you guys to the hotel after. We're like, what the heck are you doing? We're telling you, we got to go. It's been a long day. Come to find out, this guy, works for the strip club, picking up random guys and bringing them in.
Oh, that's kidnapping.
I know that, right. That is kidnapping.
There's one thing for a cab driver to hand you cards to get into the place for free. Yeah. There's another entirely different thing.
You call that guy and you're like, you call the police and say, this guy took us someplace we didn't want to go. That guy goes to jail.
Yeah, that's called kidnapping. Yeah. All right.